I'd like to share with you a thought from Rav Volbe on his Shirei Chumash. The pasuk that Avraham Avinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Hinei noa ha'alti l'daber el Hashem anochi offer for efer." I have had the ability to, Kadosh Baruch Hu has let me speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu effectively, even though I am offering an efer. So Rashi says, even though I was worthy Yosef Rayadei Malachim and Efer Ayadei Nimrod, I should have been dust, I had been killed, and I would have been thrown to become dust of the earth, or I would have been ashes had I been burnt in the kibshin of Eish, of Nimrod. So Rav Volbe asked the question, when a person comes along and says, that I'm a nothingness, I'm an offer and afer, and Chazal actually talked about Avraham Avinu and said that he showed the meat of Anibis by saying he's offer and afer. So if that's true, that he showed his Anibis by saying offer and afer, so why do we need to say it was because of the destruction by the Malachim or by Nimrod? Simply, I'm a nothingness, I'm a nobody, I'm an offer and afer. So why, this is a question of a simple Anibis, why do we need to find a specific event that he's referring to? So he says, we have to conclude from here that there's a mistaken notion of anibis. Anibis does not mean that a person is not aware of their milus. Avraham Avinu was aware that he was of his tremendous strength, that he was able to have a clarity of understanding and stands. Chazal say, Avraham Ivri, the whole world was on one side, he was on the other side. He was able to withstand the pressure of the whole world. What he believed in, that's a tremendous strength. He knew that. He had a tremendous mind to be able to figure this out. He had done tremendous deeds of chesed. He was aware of everything that he did. Just to come along and say, I'm a garnished, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, that's incorrect. And the Rebbe Chanan says that the Chofetz Chaim was intimately aware that he was the leader of the generation, that he had tremendous kirches, and he was responsible for the whole generation. He wasn't Masa Tevel Le'atzmai because of that. He didn't say, therefore, I deserve something special. But to come along and say, I'm a nothing in the sense that all I am is dust. You're much greater than dust. You're much better than dust. You're much greater than ash. You're much better than ash. You have abilities, talents, potential that ash doesn't have and that dust doesn't have. So saying offer of Afer would not be correct. Avraham Avinu came along and said, I recognize everything that I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could have been, I should have been, every moment of my life, the Baruch Hu was giving me special chasadim, and the most extreme example of that, the most significant example of that was the offer and the afer. So therefore, I don't deserve to have a right to demand anything, because all I've had my whole life is an act of being a recipient of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So I'm not... excuse me, I'm not Masa Tova La'atzmi that I deserve to get something because of it. But to say that I'm a nothing, that's incorrect. It's a mistaken understanding of what Anibis is supposed to be. Anibis is supposed to be a person who understands this. He says a person would just say offer vafer, then meaning just I'm a nothing, and then I have no value at all. So the Chavos Levavos writes in the beginning of Shara Kaniya, that's more like the thought process that an animal would use than a human being would use. The Rebbe Yonah in the beginning of Sefer Shari Avoda, he says that the Avoda is all predicated on the fact that I know of my koyches, I know my abilities, I know my potential, and I recognize that I have tremendous potential and tremendous abilities. I understand my value, and from that vantage point, I go and start to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the nevus is to recognize that that's the talents that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, and you have responsibilities because of them, and you don't deserve to get any special yesher koyach for that which you have and that which you've done. This is all you shouldn't be master tevel atzmacha kilakach nitzarta. That's what you've been created for. Have a good Shabbos.